Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled Repentance and the Kingdom. The very first message Jesus preached was repentance. Amazingly, some claim that repentance is not necessary for salvation. They aren't listening to Jesus. He is God's Son. Listen to Him. Matthew 4:17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It appears that the phrase "from that time" denotes a definite turning point. It's used again in Matthew 16:21, where it marks the beginning of Christ's emphasis on His coming suffering, death, and resurrection. Here in Mark 4:17, it marks a definite turning point in His ministry. It marked the point when Christ's light as the Messiah would now clearly be revealed in a most distinct and brilliant manner in the context of, quote, Galilee of the Gentiles. Verse 17 is the summary of Jesus' message in the first part of His ministry. Compare 16:21 for His message in the second part. End of quote. That's from the New Bible Commentary. The word preach means to proclaim, herald, or announce. This is the initial proclamation of the King, who has now arrived in earnest. The time of preparation is over. It was now time to respond. The word repent means to change your mind and align with the truth of God. In context, it meant to align with the light of God's truth that is found in the person of Jesus Christ. Repentance is a change of mind that results in a change of direction in the life. It's more than just an intellectual thing. It also involves the heart, a heart commitment that results in sold-out devotion to Christ. A truly repentant person is a changed person. Jesus takes over where John the Baptist left off. John the Baptist preached the same message, saying in Matthew 3:2, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And he did this in preparation of the Messiah, who was soon to be presented to Israel. Now John was removed from the scene, and Jesus began His ministry exactly where John left off. The message was this: the way to the kingdom is by way of repentance. Only the repentant will see the kingdom. When Christ used the phrase, "the kingdom of heaven," we find that it is interchangeable in parallel text in the other Gospels with the kingdom of God. So these two phrases, kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God, are essentially interchangeable with the exact same meaning. Remember, Matthew is written with a Jewish audience in mind. Because of the fear of using God's name in vain, the Jews often substituted heaven in the place of God. This scruple, we believe, is reflected in the Gospel of Matthew. Warren Wiersbe says, quote, "In many places where Matthew uses kingdom of heaven, the parallel passages in Mark and Luke use kingdom of God." End of quote. The word kingdom in reference to the Messiah refers to the rule of God on earth in the person of the Messiah. There's a slight contextual nuance difference between John the Baptist's message and that of Christ. John was merely preparing the people for the Messiah who was to come. Now, Jesus as the Messiah was calling on people to repent in view of the fact that He Himself was actually offering the kingdom on the condition of repentance. John prepared the way. Jesus actually made the offer. John Walvoord writes, quote, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This was the theme of His ministry until it became evident that He would be rejected. The kingdom being at hand meant that it was being offered in the person of the prophesied king. But it did not mean that it would be immediately fulfilled." End of quote. Keep this in mind. Almost everything in Matthew is geared toward the kingdom. Remember, the theme of the book is Christ the King. The goal is to get people into the kingdom. The king came and clearly presented the condition of repentance to enter. The way to the kingdom is through repentance. Unless one repents, they will never enter the kingdom. Until the nation of Israel repents, the kingdom will not come. John the Baptist, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2. Jesus, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 4:17. Peter, repent, be converted, that he may send Jesus, Acts 3:19-21. There is total consistency throughout that the only way people will ever get into the kingdom is by way of repentance. Saving faith involves a change of mind called repentance. And those who are brought to repentant faith are in that reality born again. Jesus said, John 3:3, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.